Despite the last redistricting project, New Hanover County schools are still segregated. As WHQR reports, it's up for debate how the incoming school board will handle the problem. In 2017, researchers at the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill's Center for Civil Rights issued a stark finding. 66% of New Hanover County schools were racially imbalanced. Theodore Shaw, the director of the center, says the neighborhood school policy where students attend schools closest to where they live is one of the main causes for this resegregation.
In school districts like New Hanover County and in school districts around the country, many students and their parents make the decisions to fled these school systems rather than have school systems that deal with issues of equity.
Newly elected board member Stephanie Walker agrees. She says she saw the writing on the wall about neighborhood schools when the policy was put into effect.
It angered me that a policy change drastically changed the lives of children. All you have to do is look at the numbers, and you can just clearly see that it hurt children.
Some of these numbers are found in the Community Relations Advisory Committee's newly issued report, which shows a continuation of what Professor Shaw discovered. The committee, created by Wilmington and New Hanover County, deals with issues involving prejudice or discrimination. The committee's report shows that starting about 10 years ago, students in poverty became more concentrated in specific schools around the district. And when that happened, overall student achievement dropped dramatically in these schools. Take, for example, Rachel Freeman Elementary. In 2005, the black and white student populations were relatively even, and about 70% of their student body was on free or reduced lunch. Fast forward to 2019, 99% of the population has this designation, and it's only 6% white. And Freeman's ranking compared to other public schools statewide dropped significantly, according to a third-party analysis. After the committee's report, members sent a list of 9 specific recommendations to local governments and to the school board. Scott Wisnett, a member of the committee, says the district needs a new approach to achieving equity.
Now, we're very clear that the solution is more complex than just sending some white kids to a downtown school and then putting them into a bubble, so-called academically gifted, that looks nothing like the rest of the school. That's what we've done in the past, and that's not integration. But we've asked them to see if they could aim for districts that would have no more than 55% of the student body be on free reduced lunch.
Stephanie Craybill, another newly elected board member, says with the school system operating in a pandemic, it'll be hard to address the issue anytime soon.
I was a pretty staunch advocate of not doing the redistricting the way we did 10 years ago. But I don't really think right at this particular moment in time that we are ready for redistricting.
Stephanie Walker says issues with equity top her list of priorities.
I can't give you a timeline because I have to get in there. I have to find out who's chair, who directs what happens over the next year. But I really hope to do work on this, and it's my goal to try.
One of the first actions the Community Relations Advisory Committee is asking local government bodies to take is to allow them to present their findings in open session. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.